Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. How you doing today? Every day we get together and we talk about these things that matter to our freedoms going forward every single day. And it has never been more important than it is today. Wow. Our culture is under incredible, vicious attack. Just terrible attack, vicious attack. And we watch it every single day. And the question that we face is, what are we going to do about it? What is it we're going to do? And we're in a very contentious, if you will, election year. Both individual primaries and the general. And we haven't seen much ado about the general election yet, of course, because the parties are battling for their candidates. We know what's going to happen in the Democrat Socialist Party, the Socialist Party, formerly the Democrats, because it's rigged. And we're watching some pretty good drama unfold on the Republican side. Lots to talk with you about that later today in the program, and I want to just kind of set this up for you. You've heard a great guest lineup this week. It continues today, and it continues tomorrow. I'll tell you more about that in the next segment. What I want to do now with you before we go into all of that in the next three segments of the show is focus on, and there's more content coming in that I won't have time to get to. Don't you love that? I love leaving that on to ding for you so you can see how much we have that we just can't get to today. So we'll do some research triage there and see if we can get to it maybe tomorrow. All right. The Concealed Carry Expo is coming up April 29th through May 1st. That's sneaking up very quick. You hear me say that every week. It's coming up quick. I'm going to be, again, for the second year in a row, emceeing the Concealed Carry Fashion Show. It's a tremendous amount of fun. And beginning Friday, April 29th, I'll be broadcasting this show from the floor of that expo, of the Concealed Carry Expo, at the Georgia International Convention Center. And the individual who will be putting all of this together for the fashion show, and you've heard her on the program before, and her company, Nickel and Lace, and is Marilyn Smolensky. Let's go to Marilyn and have some fun with you today. Marilyn, how are you? Great to have you back on the program. Looking forward to seeing you in just a few days.
I am so excited to be there, and yes, I will be in Atlanta in 1 week.
Well, you had a great time. It really is. It's coming up fast, and I think we learned a little bit last year, right? So we're going to be able to just really knock this out this year. We had a great time last year, too.
Yeah, it was a really good time, and I think that, you're absolutely right. We did learn a lot. We saw what people wanted to see more of. We found out what worked, what didn't. And a lot of great improvements this year, and I'm excited about it.
First, tell me about Nickel and Lace. What is Nickel and Lace, and where can people find out about it? And then we'll kind of talk about the fashion show and all the fun stuff we're going to do together in just a few days.
Sure. So Nickel and Lace is my company. I design actual shapewear, that holds concealed carry pockets for women to wear underneath their dresses and dress clothes to work. Also, I just came out with a brand new line of faux fur vests with concealed carry pockets, and I am bringing them out for the very first time on the Firearms and Fashion Show. So really excited to finally share with everyone what I've been working on for this whole year.
I haven't seen that yet. I'm going to throw that out on the radio. I've not yet seen that, so I'm looking forward to it. Now, you got to hook me up because I'm emceeing the thing, right?
Yes. I wanted your wife to come and model for us, but I couldn't get a hold of her. I may sneak her onto the runway, too.
Oh, okay. That'd be kind of fun to watch. I guess you're talking to somebody that might be able to put together a conversation there. I'll see what I can do about that. I had no clue. But anyway, let's go more about, because I look at this stuff on the website and I love it. I want you to go to nickelandlace.com when you're talking about concealed carry. Look, let's be honest. What most people think about isn't really sexy, beautiful women and firearms. Really, I mean, what do we think about? We think about me, concealed carry and I hate to use that old stereotype of the old fat white guys. You know what I mean? But when most people hear concealed carry, women are now 30 to 50% of the new firearm purchases around the country. And we're hearing that from guests on the show all the time. Marilyn, you know that. So your product is a perfect fit. And I want to get away from that stereotype because this is a fashion show. What are they going to see at the fashion show?
Well, we do have some classic holsters, like from example Crossbreed, but we are also going to bring in some re-engineered products. Like they're going to be re-engineering their belly band, so we're going to see that from them. We've got some brand new purse inserts that we're going to see also for women. For men, we're going to see Manpack, which we've never had on our runway before. Manpack, if you haven't heard of them, they were on Shark Tank, and they're a men's concealed carry bag, but you can carry it to work for your everyday briefcase type bag and also have the concealed carry compartment, and no one would know that you're concealing. It doesn't scream, you know, concealed carry bag. MTR Custom Leather, we've got the Silver State Apparel shirt. They also have a whole new line. I believe they've got five brand new design shirts coming out. Pack and Eat, they were on our runway last year. This year we have Undertech is new with us, but they're also a classic holster. They've been around for a while. And then Nickel and Lace bringing in the CCW vest. So want to just kind of bring in new products, like I said, as well, to show people that we do have a lot of high-quality concealed carry products coming onto the market. And the runway is just a really fun and effective way for people to see how the newest products can be incorporated into their everyday lives.
Yeah, I think this is going to be much bigger than what we saw last year, simply because I think of the area, number one, of course, being around the Atlanta metro area, no doubt. I'm getting emails now from fans that are listening in Chicago that say, hey, I literally just got one a couple days ago that said, what would be good, 1 day or 2 days? I said, I think 1 night and 2 days, if you're interested in coming in, would be great for you. It's perfect for travel. You can come in, you know, get in, meet us, watch the show, walk the floor, hit the fashion show Saturday night, something like that, and then head back up to Chicago. Their plans are already made, so we're seeing that from around the country. So I have a feeling it's going to be incredibly, incredibly successful, and I'm really looking forward to working with you again. Now, I like this. I'll say this in a funny way. The fashion show, as you just mentioned, it's ambidextrous, isn't it? We've got male and female models.
Yes, it's kind of like a 50-50 split. We do have some all-men's products. We have unisex products, and we have women's products. So it'll be really nice to get that good mix, because we always have, first of all, the show always sells out. So let me just tell people, get your tickets in advance, please. We do have a larger space this year, but it will sell out again, I have no doubts. It's already well on its way. ConcealedCarryExpo.com, because the fashion show is a separate ticketed event than the expo. So I just want to point that out.
And the time, let's give listeners the time. What time are we kicking it off?
6 p.m. is whenever the doors open for the fashion show. So we're really excited about that, too, because it's like right at the close of the expo. So people don't have to leave or wait or anything. Like, as soon as the expo closes at 6, we're opening the doors to the fashion show.
Yeah, and I believe there's food, bar, drinks, and everything there, just like it will be last year, I'm sure.
Correct.
It's a loose event, right?
More hors and things to pass. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a fun loose event.
Yeah, and another thing is that we're adding this year is, you know, I really felt like we could give a better representation of the purse inserts if we did a demonstration. So before the runway, we're actually going to have a demo. So it's going to be a little different than it was last year.
Good. I'm looking forward to it, and I think that's a great idea. Now, we're going to be doing that for one product. You want to do that for all of the products? How's that going to work?
We're doing that for two products this year, for SheePax and Pack and Eat, because they are both purse inserts. SheePax actually has a zippered compartment that has a lock and key on it, especially for mothers who are concerned about their children getting into their firearms and their purses, for those who purse carry.
So yeah, this
have
is
that
a great product.
New feature, which is pretty cool. It's going to be the traditional runway with the twist of exposing your holster and drawing your holster. But then we're also adding that demo, so that's a lot of fun. And I did want to mention that Sarah Church is donating some of her dresses to be shown on the runway this year, as she's done every year with the show. But we also have another really great sponsor, and that's Men's Warehouse. They're giving us all of the men's clothing for the runway.
Yeah, that's great. I saw that. Look, this is a big deal. Make sure to head over to ConcealedCarryExpo.com, and you heard Marilyn say this will sell out. It sold out last year in West Bend, Wisconsin. I can promise you it's going to sell out here in Atlanta. Concealed Carry Expo, you can get your tickets. It's $25 a ticket. It's worth it. When the expo ends for the day on Saturday, you can relax. You can get a little bit loose. Grab a seat, have a beer, glass of water, whatever's up your alley, some hors d'oeuvres, and get ready, because there's lights, cameras, and action with this thing too, isn't there?
Yes, yes, there is. And we'll have, I just want to throw a bone real quick. Sure Shot Jewelry is sending us some beautiful bullet casing jewelry. We've got Mercy and Grace designs for purses. They're actually a Martha Stewart 2015 Made in America nominee. And Custom Caliber Flags is giving us all the decor for the event, for all the tables. So we've got a lot of people who want to be a part of it and are really excited to promote their support for the Second Amendment. So we're really excited.
Well, Marilyn, thank you for everything that you're doing for the Concealed Carry Expo. I'm going to have to cut out of here because we're getting ready to take a break. Perfect timing. NickelandLace.com for everything Nickel and Lace related and Concealed Carry Expo. We'll talk with you one more time before the event on the 29th. Thanks, Marilyn. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back with some commentary before our guest lineup kicks off with Rebecca Hagelin, another huge program. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 4guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's oneof4guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, so my wife was listening to the radio broadcast today and had no idea she was going to be modeling at a fashion show. I kind of like to see that, so we'll see if we can do that. I'll keep you posted. Hey, this week, you've noticed, I hope you have, I'm sure you have anyway, I've gotten a lot of emails from you, a lineup of superstar, very well-known conservatives, authors, writers, and so forth. And I want to explain what's going on here. You say, well, you guys got a lot of Ted Cruz supporters. And we have reached out to both campaigns and have been for quite some time to bring in both Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. And we are very hopeful that we will have both of them on the program. We will, whatever hours they want, they can run the Weekend Monster Show. They can run this broadcast. We will replay it on this if they run the Monster Weekend. If they run this week or during the week, we will replay it on the Monster Show. We will give both of them and their surrogates double whammies. So what you've been hearing on the program this week is the Ted Cruz campaign reached out to me personally last week wanting to bring in their surrogates to reach you, the Armed American Radio listener. They deem this audience, you, important enough that they want Ted's message getting out. And so far this week, you have heard from the likes of David Limbaugh yesterday. Okay, David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist, New York Times bestselling author. He's a lawyer. He's also Rush Limbaugh's brother. You know that famous last name. He was on yesterday. We talked to Congressman Louie Gohmert. He's the chairman of the Natural Resources Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations. And he's also the vice chair of the Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security. He also served as a captain in the U.S. Army. Louie Gohmert's a great friend of this program. I'm proud to be able to call him a friend and associate, and he's an awful lot of fun to have on the show. He's fun to cut up with in a fun way, and he's very serious about supporting your right to keep and bear arms. And he's a good friend of the program. We will be bringing him back over the course of the next few weeks, more than likely to the Monster Show again, as he has participated before. And some others. You will be hearing tomorrow from Brent Bozell. You know, Brent Bozell is a nationally syndicated conservative writer, of course, huge activist, but more importantly, he's the founder of something very near and dear to my heart, and that is the Media Research Center, which exposes socialist, progressive, liberal media bias and has been for years. A very, very important organization, MRC, Media Research Center, is something you should be. And I've been reading the MRC for many, many years, and they've been exposing really the lies of the progressive left that has been fostering this terrible culture war that this country is involved in right now. And make no mistake, there is a huge, huge war for the culture. Texas State Senator Brian Birdwell yesterday, I got to tell you, talk about choking up, man. It was tough for me to keep it together talking with him yesterday. This is a true American patriot, a man whose body bears the scars of the battle that this nation is waging right now against terror that our president won't even call it what it is. And this man bears the scars, the physical scars. He, of course, was in the Pentagon when American Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon. He was about two or three offices away from sustaining a direct hit. He sustained third-degree burns over 60% of his body. As I said, he bears those scars. He talked about it yesterday, the literal scars. And he was talking about Ted Cruz, of course, who he is supporting for president, bearing the figurative scars of the battle that this country is currently waged in, not just against terrorism, but against, let's face it, domestic enemies of freedom that abound right now. And then they all come from where? What party wants your guns? The same party that wants your freedoms. The same party that wants to impose huge, massive government on you. And that's the former Democrat Party, now known as the Socialist Party. In my book, that's what I call them. If you're a Democrat, don't like it, tough, deal with it, fix your party. I don't know what to tell you. But you're going to be hearing from a number of others, including Glenn Beck. We are working also with Senator Mike Lee, Neil Bush. You know who Neil Bush is? Yeah. businessman and economic expert. He's also George Bush's brother. Jerry Boykin, former U.S. Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence under George W. Bush, will be here now, a great conservative activist. Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, California. Dana Rohrabacher chairs the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Europe, Eurasia, and Emerging Threats. Congressman Brian Babin. Bob Barr has been on this program before, many years ago. In fact, I believe when it was just a one-hour program, heard inside the Beltway. Bob is local to the area, doesn't live too far from me. As it stands, we frequent a place that we just haven't bumped into each other there yet, but I know he's there. I missed him by a matter of minutes just last week, or just this weekend. Bob Vanderplatz, president and CEO of the family leader in Iowa, national co-chair for Ted Cruz for president, will be here hopefully. Of course, I just mentioned Brent Bozell. He will be here tomorrow. I'll let you know about it. Follow me at Twitter, at AARMark, and I'll let you know what times they're coming on. Congressman Jeff Duncan from South Carolina. Who else? Steve Dace. You know Steve Dace, the Iowa conservative. He's also a Salem radio host, Steve is. And he has gave one of the first major endorsements for Ted Cruz for president campaign. These are all conservative activists who are supporting Ted Cruz. We hope to be able to bring you some of those from the Trump camp, but that's up to the Trump camp. Hopefully they'll bring somebody to the program. Hopefully they think you're important enough that they want to hear, that they want you to hear their voice. We will certainly allow them that opportunity on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense so that you can make up your mind. Today, coming up in the next segment, is someone I followed for many years. I've read her work for many years. It's Rebecca Hagelin. I don't know if you know who she is. She's a columnist and a commentator, and I'll give you her bio when we come back as she calls into the program. We'll keep her here for the remaining two segments. And what we want to do with her is let her tell you, in her eyes, as an expert, where we are, where we stand, why she supports Ted Cruz, and we'll go through some of the issues together, and that including taxes, the radical political shift of the Democrat Party, the cultural wars. I mentioned I'm really looking forward to hearing her responses on some of that. Donald Trump. Get her perspective on Donald Trump. As we heard from David Limbaugh yesterday, he pulled no punches when he was talking about Donald Trump. We want them to have a voice. We hear what she has to say. We will talk about both of the candidates' position, what she feels Donald Trump's position is on the Second Amendment, and Ted Cruz's, and then we will tie everything together right back to the Second Amendment. Here's why. Because the Second Amendment is what holds everything together. It holds us together. It holds the Constitution together. And the Constitution is under vicious assault right now by who? The Democrat Party, the Socialist Party. And the Second Amendment ties it together. I'm also going to play a clip, just about a couple minutes, from Ted Cruz and get her comments. And this was one of my favorite clips. I alluded to it yesterday when I was talking with David Limbaugh, but it was about a three and a half minute piece. I won't waste your time with Dianne Feinstein's response, suffice to say. But I want you to hear how Ted Cruz schooled her on the Second Amendment. We'll get some commentary from Rebecca on that. So stay tuned. Coming up next, Rebecca Hagelin, great, great conservative voice in America. We'll be back right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com. Download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I love this part of my day, sitting here together in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, talking with you about freedom, the right to bear arms, where we are in this country today, and I've just been thrilled to be able to bring so many Cruz supporters, Ted Cruz supporters, on the program this week. And my next guest is great. I've been reading her work over at townhall.com for a long time and other places. Rebecca Hagelin, she has 25 years of experience in developing social, family, and economic religious policy analysis and marketing plans. She has served as vice president of the Heritage Foundation. I just donated $50 to the Heritage Foundation earlier today, by the way. As she worked there for, did that for 7 years. She oversaw marketing and communication, served as a member of the senior management team that oversaw the think tank. She's the author of several books on the culture, media, and family. She's got her new book coming out next month, 30 Ways in 30 Days to Strengthen Your Family, coming out in May, just a few days from now. She's been a guest on thousands of radio and TV shows and interviews, regular columnist for Town Hall, PatriotPost.us, TheResurgent.com. She's been a commentator for Salem Communications, distributor of this program and my second program, my other program, a guest columnist for USA Today, The Washington Times, and many others. She serves as the executive, serves on the executive committee of the Council for National Policy, and she is the secretary of the organization. She's a member of the board of directors for the Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk and several other family-related organizations. She was named one of the top 10 evangelical women by Concerned Women for America 2006, and one of 12 great American conservative women by the Claire Booth Policy Institute 2007. She's a national speaker to family and civics groups on freedom, family, and faith issues. Her and her husband, and I'm very jealous, I know, because I come from Tampa, Florida, live down in Little Gasparilla Island. Rebecca, welcome to the show. Great to have you here. I'm very jealous about that, by the way.
Well, and well, you should be, Mark.
I know. I know the area you live in is wonderful. You live in paradise. God bless you for that. It's a beautiful place, and I know the area very well. Hey, I heard during the break that you kind of laughed at Shanto, my sidekick there in Dallas, asked where he got that Shanto name. Do you mind if I tell you real quick? I think you'll get a kick out of it.
I would love to know the story because it's such an intriguing name.
It really is. We were talking with Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman about some very important topics. He had literally predicted what was going to happen at Newtown on my show about 6 months before it did. He didn't pick the time and place. He just said that that event would occur. It was coming, and it was very uncanny. We were coming back from a break, and I welcomed him back from the break, and I said, I'm talking with Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. Colonel, welcome back to the program. And he shot out immediately. Mark, it's wonderful to be back with you here today in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, firing 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves with you and your sidekick, Shanto. And that has stuck ever since.
I love it.
So it just kind of came out of nowhere from Lieutenant Colonel Grossman. Okay, hey, let's start with this. I've really been looking forward to getting you on here today. What I want to do is ask you some questions of where we are today, then tie it to how Ted Cruz can fix these problems and how you feel he can fix these problems, and then bring it right back full circle to the Second Amendment and his position on the Second Amendment, because I believe, and this is Armed American Radio's Daily Fence, that it's the Second Amendment that ties it all together and holds it and binds it all together. The cultural war that we are in, Rebecca, is awful. It's unlike anything I've ever seen in my 53 years. Please enlighten us.
Oh, my goodness. I totally agree with you. And you know, I hate to say it, but it looks like it's not getting any better anytime soon on the cultural front. You know, when you have somebody like a Donald Trump who is barnstorming his way across America, calling people names, calling people liars, talking about punching people in the face, using crude and rude language, and just being kind of like a child with a temper tantrum, it does not bode well for what we're teaching our children. It doesn't bode well for America's image on the international stage. I think he's kind of a product of our entertainment reality TV culture that we're in. And, you know, what I'm hoping and praying, and it looks like what's happening indeed, is that as we get closer to the election and as people see and hear more of Ted Cruz, because there are fewer candidates in the race, people are starting to go, wait a minute, I've been entertained by Donald Trump, but I don't want him with his finger on the button in the White House. And I really don't want him to be president. I was just along for the fun ride. So I think people are starting to wake up and see that. But it is indicative of our crass culture, sadly.
Is it? Well, let's compare that to the Democrats, because when you combine what you just described along with the Democrats' vicious, hateful war on traditional conservative American values that I cherish and teach my children, that you've spent your life and career cherishing, writing about, and teaching American your children, when you combine those two efforts, that's like a double whammy then, isn't it?
Oh, it's really awful. And you know what? Traditionally, the Republicans have been better about putting forth Judeo-Christian values in modern history. I mean, you know, we're the party of family. We're the party that believes in the sanctity of human life. We're the party that believes in decency and respect. I mean, we're the party that believes in freedom. For crying out loud, we're the party of Abraham Lincoln that believed that everybody should have dignity and respect, and people should be respected no matter what walk of life they come from, and their rights protected. And then you've got the Democrats and Donald Trump, who are from this very rude and crude background. I mean, I hate to say this, but I really think what's happening with Donald Trump is he is, if you look at his record, he is a liberal. He supported liberals. Hillary Clinton, he supports Planned Parenthood, still. He just decided that, you know what, I'm going to stand the best chance if I win as a Republican, but he's not really a person that stands for any decency. So we're getting it from all sides, and I have to say the only person that's in the field that really can,
I think recapture the greatness of America is Ted Cruz. Because what Donald Trump doesn't realize is before America can be great again, America first has to be good again. And that's what Ted Cruz represents. He represents those strong character values that are so important in a president. The judgment, the wisdom, the adherence to Judeo-Christian values, the respect of women. I mean, if you just read and look and Google Donald Trump long enough, you will end up being nauseated. And when you think about the fact that our White House could be turned into a home for an international playboy like that, I hate to say and think what our children are going to think about us in the future if that's what we elect.
He's resonating. Tell me why he's resonating. He's the front runner, for crying out loud. And based on everything you just described, why is that happening? What is it that's happening? What's the framework that's allowing that to happen, do you think?
Well, first of all, people need to understand that although he is resonating and he's the front runner, he has a high ceiling. I mean, he's not been able to get more than 40% of the Republican support, except for in his own home state of New York, which, of course, if you don't win your own home state overwhelmingly, you need to pack up and go home.
Marco Rubio, for example. Let me ask you this. I have to ask you this. I want to stop you briefly on that statistic. Using that model, is it time for Kasich to pack up and go home and turn this into a two-man race right now so those numbers become more realistic when you remove his votes from there? That percentage becomes much clearer, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, John Kasich has only won his own home state. That's it. He's not going to win any more states. He's never been predicted to win any states, and he's not predicted to win any in the future. He's really just there hoping to get whatever leftovers might remain. And it's really sad that he's kind of muddying up the process. I mean, I'm finding as I'm on the campaign trail, I'm actually in the beautiful state of Maryland this week, and what I'm finding in Maryland and everywhere else I go is that people kind of forget John Kasich's even in the race.
Right.
You know, until all of a sudden, suddenly they see him on TV and they go, oh, yeah, that guy too. I mean, it's ridiculous. He really should. He should exit the race so that the battle can go between Trump and Cruz. And the other thing that has to happen, people don't realize this, 41 days since we've had a Republican debate because Donald Trump refuses to debate. Even John Kasich said he would debate again. Donald Trump refuses to debate Ted Cruz because Donald Trump doesn't have any substance. It's bluster.
There hasn't been a Republican debate since that field has shrunk to where it is today. You're absolutely correct. We're taking a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour with Rebecca Hagelin. Fantastic hour, great conservative activist. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We're going to tie it all back to the Second Amendment when we come back right after this.
Join us for the second annual Concealed Carry Expo, April 29th to May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Test new guns at the live fire range. Attend tactical training and seminars, all presented by world-class trainers. Shop among more than 70 vendors. Enjoy Saturday evening's fashion show. I'll be emceeing it. Expo hours, Friday 3 to 7, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 10 to 4 at Atlanta's GICC. Visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com for more information. Don't forget to use ticket code AAR30 to save $4 on admission.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it? Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The nation's only event dedicated to concealed carry is coming to Atlanta. Attend the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st. Shop for gear, learn defensive skills from world-class trainers, shoot new pistols, see the latest trends at the Concealed Carry Fashion Show on Saturday night. I'll be emceeing the event. Come to the Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Learn more at ConcealedCarryExpo.com. That's ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Great to be back with you for the final segment. I'm talking to someone that I admire very much, a great conservative activist. That's Rebecca Hagelin. Rebecca, welcome back to the program. I wanted to, it just moves the fastest hour in radio, so I want to apologize for that up front. I'm sorry we have to take those breaks because I could talk with you for the rest of the day, quite frankly. And let's go back quickly to, let's tie this back up, if it's okay, to the Second Amendment. Ted Cruz has never wavered, ever, that I've ever heard on his staunch support for the Second Amendment. Would you agree with that? Do we have Rebecca? There we go.
Yeah. Hey, not only has Ted never wavered on this, but he's actually been one of the leaders on protecting the Second Amendment. He argued a case at the United States Supreme Court and won, and it overturned the ban on firearms. It was the District of Columbia v. Heller. That was Ted Cruz that did that. He has, in Congress, he actually wrote legislation to restrict the second, that combated the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding Americans. Then he authored legislation to strengthen the Second Amendment of rights and to allow interstate firearm sales. So Ted Cruz has not only not wavered, he's worked in the legislature to protect our rights and expand them even, and he has argued before the Supreme Court and successfully won. We have I am a concealed carry person in Florida. I'm packing just about all the time, and I thank Ted Cruz for my right to be able to protect myself and my family. And if it weren't for Ted Cruz doing that and arguing that case successfully before the Supreme Court, we'd have a very different structure right now and where and when we couldn't carry.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm very proud to hear that about Florida. I've been a Florida concealed carry permit for many, many years. I used my firearm on Fletcher and Nebraska Avenue back in 2002 to defend myself against two street thugs, and I never had to fire a shot. Thank God my Glock worked. It's funny how that happens. Firearm works without having to pull the trigger in most cases, actually, estimated at 95% of the time. I want to play a quick clip of Ted Cruz that I loved when it happened, and I want to play it for you. Now, I'm only going to play about 1 minute of it because time is short. But this was when he literally schooled Dianne Feinstein on the Constitution, and I wish I had the time to play the 3 minutes of her hemming and hawing, but I don't. But I want you to hear what he said when they were talking about banning, yet again, her favorite word, banning firearms. You know, remember, Mr. and Mrs. America, 51% turn them all in, I would have done it. Here's what Ted Cruz had to say to Dianne Feinstein.
If I might pose a question to the senior senator from California, in your response to Senator Cornyn, you mentioned that there's some 100 pages of the bill that specify particular firearms that, if this bill were passed, Congress would have deemed prohibited. It seems to me that all of us should begin as our foundational document with the Constitution. And the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights provides that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The term, the right of the people, when the framers included it in the Bill of Rights, they used it as a term of art. That same phrase, the right of the people, is found in the First Amendment, the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition their government for redress of grievances. It's also found in the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. And the question that I would pose to the senior senator from California is, would she deem it consistent with the Bill of Rights for Congress to engage in the same endeavor that we are contemplating doing with the Second Amendment in the context of the First or Fourth Amendment, namely?
I'll stop right there. That was one of the most beautiful clips I've ever seen. I remember watching it as it was happening live, Rebecca, and yeah, that drew a response from her that essentially just, you know, thanks for the lecture, but I don't need a lecture from you. That's Ted Cruz's position. It's solid as a rock, and I stand by my assertion there. If I'm wrong, school me.
No, he's unwavering. I mean, and again, he's not just giving lip service to the Second Amendment because he knows it's popular to do that in the Republican election. This guy has been fighting to preserve and expand the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Ted Cruz is solid. He's the leader on this. I'm so excited that he's doing so well in this race. You know, we see the grassroots around America are coalescing behind him. Donald Trump cannot win the general election, and Donald Trump cannot be trusted on what he will or won't do if he were to be our nominee or if he were to be president, because he's wavered on every single issue you can talk about over the years. He sticks his finger up in the air to see which way the wind is blowing, and if the polls say he should say X, he says X. And it's really astounding that he's gotten this far, but thank God people are waking up. They're saying our Constitution matters. Freedom matters. We're going to start with the Constitution, just like Ted Cruz did in that beautiful clip. Let's go back to the Constitution, and that's what we're going to uphold for the Second Amendment, as well as all of our other rights in the Bill of Rights.
Did New York, what happened in New York yesterday, is that a stake in anybody's heart?
No, I mean, New York, not at all. And what's really funny about it is, you know, Ted Cruz actually got twice as many Republican voters in his state of Texas as Donald Trump got in New York. Of course, the media is making a big deal out of it because media loves a star. They love an entertainment star, and that's Donald Trump. Donald Trump had to win his home state. That's just the bottom line. He hasn't won the last five states before that. Ted Cruz won the last five states before that. And, of course, Donald Trump likes to, you know, take the victors a glory away by whining and complaining about the process until he wins. And then it's all about what a great winner he is. So people are starting to see through this. We've got a lot of states left. Ted Cruz and Donald Trump are headed, my prediction is, to a contested convention. I don't think either one of them, both of them still mathematically can get to 1237. I do not believe either one of them will get to 1237. It will be contested like other conventions have been in American history, and I believe that Ted Cruz will be elected as the GOP nominee on the second round of delegate voting.
Well, I'll tell you what, you sound pretty confident, and I'm old enough, unfortunately, to remember the 1966 convention. The 1976 convention. Technically, I'm old enough to remember the 66 convention, but I don't remember it. Thankfully, I wasn't paying attention to it at that age. But I think you're right there. The mathematics speak for itself. That, you know, those numbers are what they are. Technically speaking, either one of them could get to the 1237. But I believe you on that. I think we are headed to a contested convention. and it's going to go to a second round. So it is going to be fascinating to watch it play out. In the last minute that we have, where can people find you? I do want to tell them, townhall.com. Your columns are great. You've got a great one up, a civics primer for fifth graders and Donald Trump. I absolutely ate that one up. And I have to tell you about the tax day. Because, you know, my family and coworkers know, stay away from me on tax day. It's the same thing. Particularly as a business owner, you know, when I had to do my payroll taxes for my employees, just get away from me every other Thursday. You know, where can people find you and find out about your new book and all?
Well, that's really nice to ask. My new book is up on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble already, so you can pre-order it as a Mother's Day gift. They can find me on townhall.com, my columns. But the book that's 30 Ways in 30 Days to Strengthen Your Family really kind of talks how we started about this show, about the culture, and how parents can strengthen their family in the midst of a bad culture. It's available for pre-order on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, and people can get it in time for Mother's Day gifts.
Perfect. Rebecca Hagel, and I want to thank you very much. It's a great place to end it. We're going to hear that music that says this show is over. But I want to ask you before we go, promise me you'll come back. I enjoyed the time, and I'd like more of it. Can you do that?
Oh, I would love to. I'd be honored, Mark. Thank you so, so much. And to
you're very welcome. The honor was all mine.
Thank you so much.
Shanto, okay, thanks very much, Rebecca. We appreciate it very much. Shanto, you're famouser than you think with the Shanto thing going on. That's a beautiful thing. All right, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We are going to get up and do it all again. That was Rebecca Hagelin, great conservative activist. Read everything she writes over at townhall.com. I promise you're going to learn something. I really do. And check out her books over at Amazon. Just look her up online, Rebecca Hagelin, H-A-G-E-L-I-N, and I'm jealous where she lives. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never be in that gun-free zone, not where you are. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. We're going to do it all again. Brett Bozell from Media Research Center will be here.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.